Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for the Outdoorsman Radio Show with your host, Alan Ellis.
Good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here. This is the Outdoorsman Radio Show. We talk about fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors and all those related subjects that apply. Gun ownership and Second Amendment, whatever you want to talk about, we'll talk about this morning because you're running the show. No guests, just me running my mouth for as long as we can possibly stay on the air, which will be about 7 o'clock. So, hey, look, we got Fran in Baltimore. Good morning, girl. How are you?
Good morning. Hear ye, Annapolis is where you need to be.
Yes, you're right.
Let me tell you something. Remember I told you the day will come where it should be standing room only?
Yep.
It's here.
Yep.
If you don't get your butts over there, you know why they're coming up with so much foolishness?
Why?
You don't show. It's like a substitute teacher in school. Oh, how much can we get away with this one? If you guys don't show up, I hate to say it, you may deserve just what you get.
Yep.
You know, sometimes it's more important to fight for what you don't want and put a stop to it and get the victory over what you don't want. And then when you get the other things you do want come up, the fight will be easier.
It was nice to see you down there blazing camo day.
I made it.
Yes, you did.
I looked amazing,
yes, you did.
I was determined to get there. I didn't care what I looked like.
Yes, indeed.
I said, look, let me eat my old. And there was one point in time where I said, friend, you need to be home because somebody, they posed for a picture. I wasn't even going to get up and stand up and get in it.
You're in it.
Somebody said, oh, come on, stand up and get in it.
That was me.
And Chuck says, we'll prop her up. I thought, now, any time you at the point where people have to prop you up to get you in the picture, that is ridiculous.
Well, we got it.
I don't care.
We got you.
I'm in the count, you know.
Yes, you are. There's Fran right there. I'm looking at the picture. You're standing right beside our wildlife director, and there's Chuck in the picture. And
you know, I like the way some of the politicians came over and thanked us for coming.
Oh, yeah.
That was nice.
It is nice.
And some of the women showed up. That was nice.
It is, yes.
Yeah,
we had
enjoy myself when I come to something. But
And we had some pretty high-ranking folks there in the administration show up, too. No question about it. Yep.
Yeah, I was proud of that.
Yep.
But look, this is serious, people. This is very serious.
Yep.
What happens to your guns, your family, your legacy, your pass it down? You need to have a word to say about that. Don't let other people just step all in your business and tell you what you can and cannot do. Get over there! Get over there, please. God's sake, get over there.
We're there. We're there, friend. Hunting Coalition's there. You know that?
I know that, but
you
everybody
know that?
Else too. This is everybody.
You're right.
All gun owners.
You're right.
Your guns, you own guns, you carry guns, you conceal guns. Get over there.
I think you made your point.
Oh, sorry.
You're good.
Sorry.
We need a little enthusiasm. Need a little wake up call here.
Okay.
All right, girl. Thanks. Bye-bye. Talk to you soon, friend. Bye bye. What do you think about that, folks? What do you think about that? If I got on here and ranted and raved and went crazy, that would be one thing. But Fran, God bless her. She says what she means, and she means what she says. And I love to hear that lady speak. I really do, because she inspires me. How do you like that? Thank you, Fran. Appreciate that. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. That is our phone number. If you'd like to comment on anything you've heard so far or anything you'd like to comment on in the outdoor world and the news and the gun thing and the whole deal, let me tell you what's going on here, okay? General Assembly is public. I mean, you know, you can go in there and get your, you know, your proper ID, and you can talk to your lawmakers and so forth, make appointments with them and whatever. Anybody can do that. Okay? No question. There are a group of women, what are they called? Mothers Against Violence or something like that. There's a handful of them that show up in the General Assembly, in the building, dressed in red every single day. And they just speak with their politicians. And they talk about gun violence. And they say things like, you know, that tragic shooting we had right here in Annapolis, where five people were killed. That man bought his gun legally. And that's horrible. How did somebody with that degree of mental illness, how was he able to get a gun? You know, these tragedies, these school shootings that we have. Of course, first anniversary of the Florida school shooting was on Valentine's Day. How did that young man get that gun to go into that school and murder those innocent children? Well, you have to do something about that. You're a lawmaker. Don't you think it's your responsibility to protect those children and the children in our schools from these madmen and these guns that they get legally? How do they do that? Well, look at this man who shot up that factory in Aurora, Illinois. He was a disgruntled employee. He took a gun to work. How did he get that gun? Probably legally. And look at those people who just went to work that day. Wound up getting shot by a violent man who legally purchased a gun. You have to do something about this. Our children are dying. We can't have this in our society. And what's a lawmaker to do? And then they say the magic words. You know, Senator, we're registered to vote in your district. You know, Senator, we're your constituents. You know, Mr. Delegate, Miss Delegate, we vote. And we have a community right down the road here that's in your district. We helped elect you because we believe that you could help us end this gun violence. And what's the hunters and gun owners do?
Well, I'm going to send a Facebook post. That's how I'm going to get involved.
You know, there's a difference between being involved or contributing and being committed. And I love it. It's the breakfast analogy. You know, the chicken contributes, but the pig is committed. Let's talk to John in Hurlock. Good morning, John. How are you?
Good morning. And at the moment, I'm in Hurlock. I'm across the street from Mom and Pop's going out to breakfast.
I hear you. Got it.
I'm in Petersburg. You probably recognize my voice already.
Sure.
We are unable to get most of your radio transmission at this time of year because of the atmospheric conditions.
Well, John, that's not exactly true. All you have to do is sign up for the application. You can get it on your phone. You can get it on your home computer.
I don't own a home computer. I do not subscribe to the Internet. I'm functionally illiterate on all things electronic.
Ah, well, then I'm sorry. You are correct. You will probably not get that transmission all the way down there because
a local station a few days back, they did talk about a rally that was going to be held probably Lawyer Square or the in Annapolis. And I was hoping you might be able to give me contact information, what time and where, what day.
Well, you know what? I've searched the Internet for that information.
I can find one reference to it. And if anybody has any further information, we'd be glad to share that with you. But it's very difficult to obtain who's sponsoring it, if there's an organized rally, if there's a permit for it, or if people are simply saying, show up in Annapolis and bomb the State House.
Don't say things like that to the Godfather. He has the capacity to do it.
Well, I mean it with population. I don't mean it literally. I apologize for that reference. But I mean, show up with crowds of people. Bring your buses and show up. And at 10 o'clock, the gun bills are going to start being heard in the Senate on the 25th. And there are, I believe, 9 bills to be heard, if not more, in the Senate. And it will be a long, long day. Be prepared to stay. Be prepared to stay 10, 12 hours if you're going to show up, if not longer.
The last time you saw me, you will probably recall, I was on crutches.
I do remember.
Are there going to be any park benches out there?
John, I'm not the organizer. I don't know. I just told you I don't have the details of who's organizing it, if they've got a permit or anything else, or if they're just urging people to show up.
Ideally be an hour early and plan on packing a lunch.
Ideally be an hour early. Personally, if I were going to Annapolis, I would go and had the capacity to do so. I would park at the Naval Academy parking lot, pay my $5 to park, take the shuttle downtown.
Well, when you carry around a pair of crutches like a suitcase, you can ride for free.
There you go. Sounds like you got it made.
Thank you, sir.
All right, John. Appreciate the call. Here we go. Claude in Arbutus. Good morning, Claude. How you doing?
Good morning, buddy. Hey, look. You know, everybody's talking about gun violence, okay? I was in law enforcement, okay? Guns do kill. There's no doubt about that. But the people that's killing people are either, I don't know, they got problems all of a sudden that they didn't have before, or just it's the criminals out here just killing people because they're criminals. You know, and everybody, you're right about what you were saying. Everybody should speak up. Even me with a carry permit, I'm going to speak up myself because of this. You're right. Because if we don't, you're right, you're going to change it. Because now they're trying to pass something in the federal government that the guy that got shot in the Scalia, whatever his name is, the majority whip, they were saying if you give somebody a gun, you lend them that has a handgun permit or whatever, and you lend them your gun, and they shoot something or whatever, that you can be charged with them.
Okay, I'm not sure I'm tracking with you there the whole time. You want to give it another shot, Claude, so we can figure out what you're actually saying?
Yeah, what they're saying is if you lend somebody your gun to go hunting or whatever, if they pass this federal law, you can be charged with a felony.
It's not a federal law. That's in the state statute that they've proposed.
No. Also, the federal government's trying to pass one.
Well, that doesn't surprise me.
Steve Scalia.
Scalise.
He was against it because he said even though he was shot, those two police officers with those guns saved his life.
Well, sure.
If it wasn't for them being armed, he might not be here today.
Right. Well, that's to be debated in Congress. Okay.
Right.
We got a debate in Annapolis that's going to affect you and me. Okay.
Well, yeah, but even
like I said, if I'm taking my Montefeltro for waterfowl and I want my 1187 to go to my buddy and so he can go waterfowl hunting with me,
right?
We won't be able to do that. If I want to pass on one of my guns or all my guns to my grandson, well, he's going to have to get a license and go through the state police and have him registered and be fingerprinted and get a card to receive his grandfather's guns.
But I always thought that if you look at their 77R form, it says voluntary registration.
Claude, look, you got a bigger threat than what's printed on a form right now. Okay, you've got lawmakers meeting in Annapolis that are trying to prevent us from buying, loaning, and passing on our firearms. That's how important this is. I'm not talking about a 4473 or 77R or anything like that. You're confusing people. It's real simple. They want to make our shotguns and rifles regulated firearms like handguns and certain semi-automatic firearms that look ugly and people think are unsafe.
Oh, I got what you're saying.
Got it?
I got you now. Yeah, you're right.
I know. Thanks, Claude. Appreciate the call.
Thank you, sir.
Have a good one. 410 WCBM 680. 410-922-6680 is our phone number. More than glad to send you the information of a 2A Maryland that outlines all these gun bills and has a lot of information on there. It tells you who in the Senate and the House committees are hearing these bills, when the hearings are, the dates, the bill numbers, and the whole thing. I'll be more than glad to send that to you if you'd like to have it. Ellis at ellisoutdoors.com is the website or is the email address for where you send that. How do you like that? And now it's time for me to tell you about Chesapeake Outdoors. Chesapeake Outdoors is located on Maryland's Eastern Shore, right across the Bay Bridge at exit 50 East at exit 39B, which is Dominion Road. A lot of hunting stuff is on sale, 20% off on most of it. They do have some spring gobbler stuff. If you're in getting ready for turkey season, they've got the decoys and the calls and the shotguns and the ammos and the camouflage and clothing and boots and hip boots and waders and all that if you like. They also carry Raven crossbows, Matthews compound bows, Mission Barnett 10-point Excalibur Carbon Express crossbows as well. Yeti coolers, Costa sunglasses, Bubba Blade knives. Rods, reels, and tackle for the bay, for tidal, for freshwater fishing, live bait, frozen bait, custom planer boards, trolling tackle, large selection of bucktails, parachutes, and umbrellas in all your favorite colors and styles. Chesapeake Outdoors. First choice for Eastern Shore hunters and anglers. Exit 39B, Route 50 East on Ken Island. That phone number, 410-604-2500. Check them out. Alan Ellis here for Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie Spray-On Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Bedliners rated number one, carry nationwide lifetime warranty. Linex Spray-On Bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust in your bed. Your tools, your tackle, your crabbing and hunting gear can't hurt your truck bed. Choose the Linex Premium Bedliner or the Linex Extra. Both look great. And Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards. You get it. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex Spray-On Bedliner, truck gear, and accessories. Catonsville Linex, new location, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill, just off Security Boulevard across from Coons Ford. 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Linex. Hey, see Bay Country Crabbing Supply today at the annual Saltwater Fishing Expo at the Annapolis Elks Lodge number 622. That's 2517 Solomon's Island Road in Edgewater. Bay Country Crabbing Supply in Edgewater has everything you need for recreational and commercial crabbing and bay fishing tackle too. 214 Mayo Road, that's the address. Stackable traps, commercial pots, rigged trot lines and trot line parts, live boxes, nets, rope buoys, stainless steel steamers, and a full line of bay fishing tackle. Mark your calendars for April 13th. That's the open house at Bay Country Crabbing Supply, 410-956-0300. Waterman, bring your license for your discount. Website, baycountrycrabbingsupply.com.
If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and at a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire and Auto.
Clyde Sport Shop is your hunting headquarters, and Browning Firearms, well, they love Browning Firearms, and they're your full-line Browning dealer. They've got the Hell's Canyon. That's an X-Bolt bolt-action rifle that comes in three different versions. The Speed, which is a lightweight, kind of a mountain rifle type of thing is what they used to call it. They come in the long range, and then they come in the McMillan model. Comes in the Arid Urban ATEX camouflage, Dura-Touch finish, composite stock, Cerakote finished fluted sporter barrel with a threaded muzzle brake, detachable rotary magazine, short throw bolt, adjustable trigger,
in select calibers. It's a beautiful firearm for those of you who enjoy hunting with a bolt-action rifle, a high-powered rifle. That's it right there. Then there's the BPS pump shotgun. This is great for turkey season if you want. I think they have some turkey models available as well. They come in both 12 and 10-gauge models. Bottom ejection, DuraTouch armor coating, Mossy Oak Breakup Infinity Camo, 3 Invector Plus choke tubes. That's the BPS pump shotgun. See the complete line of firearms from Browning, like the A5, the Maxis, the 725 Satori, Sporting Clay Shotgun, all at Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. They're just off Beltway Exit 9. That phone number, 410-242-6108. Firearms, licenses, ammunition, gunsmithing, and scope mounting, all at Clyde's, 410-242-6108.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
And now more from Alan Ellis and the Outdoorsman First Radio Show on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Whistle blowing, and the youngins dream of growing up to ride on a freight train leaving town, not knowing where I'm bound, and no one could change my mind but Mama tried. The one and only rebel child from a family meek and mild, my Mama seemed to know what lay in store. In spite of all my Sunday learning, towards the bad I kept on turning, till Mama couldn't hold me anymore. I turned 21 in prison, doing life without parole. No one could steer me right, but Mama tried, Mama tried, Mama tried to raise me better, but her pleading I denied.
Jack in Baltimore, good morning. How are you doing, Jack?
Good morning, Alan. I enjoy your show.
Thanks.
I missed the first hour, but I just heard a part of it where he said that the Annapolis meeting for that gun rally. You did say the 25th, but is that this month, next month?
This month, yeah. They are coming up real quick.
That'll be Monday then.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm trying to find out, can you take a shuttle down there from here, or do you have to drive down there, or how is that going to work?
Well, you know, I mentioned this rally, but I also said that I don't know much about it because I can't find anything online. I don't know who's behind it. I don't know if it's just a general call for people to show up. I don't know that there's a permit. I don't know that there's a meeting place. I don't know that there's an organization taking any responsibility for it. But I do know gun owners are taking buses to Annapolis. I do, you know, there's some of those. There's people that are going to testify. There are people who are you know, just going to show up, as is their right, to go to the public hearings and in the Senate committee. And, you know, the State House, or I mean, the Senate's going to be crowded because I think they're hearing 9 bills that day. And as I keep suggesting, I'll send you information. If you send me an email, I will be more than glad to get that information from 2A Maryland out to you about the bills. But I'm not behind the rally. I'm not encouraging the rally. I'm simply informing you that there is going to be some type of gathering.
Okay.
I don't, nobody has called me and said, would you promote the rally? I go online, I look for, you know, the rally in Annapolis. I don't see anything, okay? There's some Facebook page that may have it, but I don't know who's responsible for it. There's no contact information. You know, you click on it, it takes you back to a website, but nobody is calling here and saying A, B, C. So I'm thinking it's a loosely planned thing, just encouraging people to show up and exercise, you know, their right to assembly if that's what they want to do. Whether God knows how many will be, you know, allowed in the Senate building. I do know if you're going to go, you'll need a photo ID. You'll need nothing in your pocket, like a pocket knife or anything like that, because you will go through security, as all of us do when we go there to lobby or to testify, just like anything else. You may or may not be asked to testify, probably not. You might just be an onlooker there, unless you have somebody that you're going with in an organization that has prepared testimony, you know, which has to be submitted, you know, at least an hour or more before, you know, you go in to testify. Other than that, you're just allowed to give your 2 minutes worth of remarks, move on to the next one. You know, people are very uninformed about how the system works down there.
Yeah, I was shocked because all my friends, not one of them mentioned it to me, or nobody said anything about it when we go to
exactly. That's what I'm trying to tell you. It's like it's a big secret.
Yeah, I say myself, it can't be the 25th of this month. It's Monday, and they heard a darn thing about it.
Exactly.
Oh, okay. I thought I'm gonna get in and get these guys, get them up and running. Because we gotta get down there. So
let me ask you a question, Jack. Let's say you go to Annapolis. Let's say you take the day off Monday and you go to Annapolis and you're prepared. You think you're prepared to go, okay?
Uh-huh. Well, we got about 35 guys who are retired, so we're all retired.
What is your plan?
Well, I was just going to go down there and support the rally whatever way I can. If they want me to speak, I'll speak. If not, well, that's fine too. I'll just be showing up and saying something.
Okay. Okay. Just asking. Let me tell you what the Maryland Hunting Coalition has done. Maryland Hunting Coalition has read the bills. Okay. They've submitted written testimony. We have some friends down there in both the House and in the Senate, in the staff of some friendly lawmakers who will take our testimony. You need, I think it's 40 copies or 25 copies in the Senate and 40 in the House, I believe, something like that, you know, to be submitted to the proper office ahead of time so that they can be put in the testimony packets for the people who sit on the committee. Okay. Have you ever been there to testify? Have you ever been in the Senate, or in the House in any of those committees or in those, any of those hallways?
I was one there for gun lobby about 3 years ago.
Okay.
That was it. Yeah.
Okay. So you know how crowded it can get.
Oh yes. I was, there's an academy there. I think we parked in the lot. If I remember, we took a shuttle downtown. I think that's the way we got there before.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. You park at the Naval Stadium.
That's what it was. Yeah.
You go in on Taylor Avenue. You take the third exit to the right, the third entrance to the right. There's a little station there where you pay your $5 to park. You park by the airplane, by the jet, up in that parking lot. You go to one of the little kiosks there. You stand and you wait for the shuttle. The shuttle will take you downtown. You tell, it's, I think, $2 to ride the shuttle. You're a senior, it's $1 or something like that. So you ride the shuttle. You ride the shuttle downtown. You get off, you tell them where you went off, and then Monday it's the Senate, on Wednesday it's the House. You get off downtown, you go to the meeting, and I'm sure you'll see a crowd there. If you want to work your way through the, if you want to work your way through the crowd, then you're going to have to take your photo ID. You're going to have to get in through security. You'll have to find the committee room, okay, which is, I believe, the Judicial Committee. You'll have to find the committee room where the meeting is, and of course it's going to be jam-packed, crowded. There's limited seating. You'll be standing in the hall most of the time, and you will be there if you're going to stay for the entire event. I believe there's 9 bills being held, and you don't know what order they're going to be held in, okay? There will be people testifying, I'm sure, from some of the different groups. And you may or you may not get in to hear the hearing, but you'll be able to see it. You'll be able to hear it on the loudspeaker. But you know, you watch the board to see when your bill's coming up, whichever one you want to testify on or whatever one you want to look at or watch. But it is going to be extremely crowded. And I'm just trying to prepare anybody who's listening that wants to go there and hear the process through. Begins at 10. You're going to want to get there early. If you have testimony, you're going to have to get there earlier than an hour beforehand. You're going to have copies of your testimony submitted to the outside the hearing room. There's a room there that, you know, you take your testimony in, you give all your copies, you give it to the clerk, and they ask who you're with and what group you are and so forth. And it's a process if you want your written testimony submitted to the committee members. And then, you know, then you can listen to it. So.
And that is 7:30, they start?
Say again?
Is it 7:30 when they're supposed to be starting, or?
No, 10 o'clock.
10 o'clock, okay.
Yeah. Okay.
All right, I thank you.
All right, Jack. Thank you, buddy.
Right. Take
you
care. Have a good day.
You too. All bye-bye. Right. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. Just trying to let you know what to expect when you go to Annapolis to testify or go to a rally. You know, we don't know who has the permit, if there is a permit. When we had the Hunters Rally, Blazing Camo Day, we apply back in, I believe, October, November for our February event. Because we know when we're going to be there. And once we get our date, then we start the promotion. We put it out on social media, we put it on our website, and so forth. And we try to encourage people to show up to stand up for the traditions of hunting and that type of thing. And quite frankly, 80,000 hunters. When we have a post like we had that reached nearly half of them. And you got 40 people show up to a rally. It's a little disappointing, but you know what? 40 people show up, and those 40 people get to go one-on-one with their lawmakers. They get to look them in the eye. They get to tell them what bills they want them to support and what bills they want them to kill. And that one-on-one interaction works great. It works great. We get to talk to the lawmakers who sponsor bills. We get to talk to lawmakers who sit on committees, who make the decisions whether the bill advances or does not advance. It's a wonderful process if you know the process and you have a good guide like we have, Bill Miles, who's been in the General Assembly for over 40 years and knows the process inside and out and knows the people and understands how the system works and knows how to read a bill and understands it. We are blessed as hunters. How about supporting that effort? Maryland Hunting Coalition, mdhuntingcoalition.org. Let's talk to Glenn Chestertown. Get your tickets, Glenn?
Yes, I did.
Good, buddy. You going to be down there today?
Yes, the plans are anyway.
All right. Bringing a deer head?
No.
Nope. All right. When you come in the main gate, give me your ticket, turn to the left, first classroom on the left. You'll see the county sheriff's little booth there in the hall. Then you'll see Warren Saunders, a buddy of mine, carving a duck decoy. And that first classroom on the left, that's where you're going to find Robin and I and our crew down there with bucks, bears, and stags.
Okay.
Stop by and introduce yourself.
Right. So it is inside a building.
That's it is inside a building. The only thing outside is the chainsaw carving.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So when you get down to Dorchester and you get down Woods Road and get on, I think that's 16 towards Church Creek, and then you take the road down past Blackwater National Wildlife Refuge toward Golden Hill. When you get into the Golden Hill area, you'll see the school on the left-hand side where all the cars are parked. That's where you're going to go to the show. It's at South Dorchester School. Where'd he go? Glenn left us. Sorry to hear that. 410 WCBM 680. We'll see you down there, Glenn. 410-922-6680 is our phone number. We're talking about whatever you want to talk about today. And trying to give you a little dose of reality of what to expect in Annapolis if you've never been there. and if you plan on going this week to listen to these gun hearings. Yep, you'll be amazed. You will, if you've never been through the process. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. Fran's been there. Chuck's been there. You know. Give us a call, Chuck. Tell us your impression of how things go in Annapolis when you go. What to expect. You've sat in on those hearings. They don't give you much time, that's for sure. Got to have your ducks in a row. Fran knows. She was there last year. Right now, let me tell you about Bay Country Crabbing Supply. They're going to be at the Saltwater Fishing Expo at the Annapolis Elks Lodge today, 2517 Solomon's Island Road in Edgewater. Now, Bay Country Crabbing Supply, the store is a nice store, too, located 214 Mayo Road in Edgewater. They've got stainless steel steamers and live boxes, and nets and ropes and buoys and rigged trot lines and trot line parts, commercial pots and stackable traps, and a full line of bay fishing tackle and gear. They've got everything you need for recreational commercial crabbing and bay fishing tackle. Mark your calendars for April 13th. That's the open house at Bay Country Crabbing Supply. More info, 410-956-0300. 956-0300. If you're a waterman, bring your license in. You get a discount at Bay Country Crabbing Supply, and that's their website, too, baycountrycrabbingsupply.com. This is Alan Ellis for Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex Spray-On Bedliner. Linex Spray-On Bedliners are rated number one and carry a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex Spray-On Bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust in your bed. Your tools, your tackle, crabbing, and hunting gear can't hurt it. Choose the Linex Premium or the Linex Extra. Both look great. Bay Linex and Catonsville Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards, you get it. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex bed liner and truck gear accessories. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. 410-789-0199. 410-789-0199. Catonsville Linex. New location, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill, just off Security Boulevard across from Coons Ford. 410-455-0800. 410-455-0800. Linex. Hey, let me tell you about Chesapeake Outdoors. There's a reason they're the first choice for Eastern Shore hunters and anglers. It's because of their great selection. I mean, they've got it all. If you're a deer hunter, they've got it. If you're a turkey hunter, they've got it. If you're a waterfowl hunter, they've got it. And when I say it, I mean everything you need for that avenue that you choose to pursue. Whether it's bow hunting, muzzleloader, firearms, you know, waterfowl, they've got it all. Raven crossbows, Matthews compound bows, a whole bunch of other brands of crossbows and bows, rods and reels and tackle for any kind of fishing you want to do, Chesapeake Bay, freshwater, offshore. They can get it if they don't have it. Largest selection of fishing and crabbing supplies on Kent Island. Custom bucktails and parachutes and umbrellas. Custom planer boards for trolling. And how to use them. That's the important thing. And don't forget, they got the Yeti coolers, bags, and tumblers. They've got the Costa sunglasses, bubble blade knives, and check out their Chesapeake Outdoors t-shirts. They're pretty cool, actually. All right. Route 50 East, exit 39B, that's Dominion Road, right there, Kent Island, Maryland, just across the Bay Bridge, 410-604-2500 for Chesapeake Outdoors.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you. It's time for the National Outdoor Show. Coming up February 22nd and 23rd at the South Dorchester School, 3485 Golden Hill Road in Church Creek, Maryland. It's just $8 for adults and $4 for kids to get in. This is the home of the World Muskrat Skinning Championship. You're now in muskrat country, the heartland of sportsmen, trappers, watermen, and wildlife. Proud to show you the best that comes from our boot-sucking marshes and the flowing water that surrounds them. Most of all, we hope to share the unique spirit and character of our hardworking people who keep one foot in a technologically savvy world and the other stuck deep in our traditional old-school ways. A weekend of shopping. You can eat seafood and muskrat. See contests like the Muskrat Skinning Championship of the World. Remember, visit the National Outdoor Show February 22nd, 23rd in Dorchester County, nationaloutdoorshow.org.
W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg is taking care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything. Their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410. W&W Tire and Auto.
Hey, don't forget Clyde Sports Shop's Ready to Rock sale coming up Friday, March 8th through Sunday, March 17th. All Rockfish trolling baits and lures are on sale. You can save on premium monofilament line. Get your spools filled up with premium mono for just half price from starting at 1 cent a yard. Bring your empty spools and they'll install the new line for you. Pen reels are on special. The Warfare 30 weight level wind, $89.95. Trolling combos start at $89.95 for rod, reel, and line. And their most popular trolling combo is the Penn Warfare 30 level wind with an Andy 6-foot rod, 20 to 50-pound class, plus line for $139.95. Shakespeare and Fluger rods and reels are on sale. All Ugly Sticks are on sale. Check out their full line of St. Croix rods, too. Clyde's has everything for fishing, from live bait to fish hooks to, well, you name it. Bucktails, umbrella rigs, and parachutes, and all that for the rockfish, too. 410-242-6108. Their 24-hour fishing hotline is 247-FISH. How easy is that to remember? For a 24-7 fishing hotline, 247-FISH. Give that line a call, see where the fish are biting. Clyde's is open 7 days a week, and they accept all major credit cards. Clyde Sports Shop.
And now more from Alan Ellis and the Outdoorsman Radio Show on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. It just knock him in the head with a stomp. The Louisiana law gonna get you, Amos. It ain't legal hunting alligator down in the swamp, boy. Now everybody blames his old man for making him mean as a snake. When Amos Moses was a boy, his daddy would use him for alligator bait. Tie a rope around his waist and throw him in the swamp. Alligator bait in the Louisiana Bayou. About 45 minutes southeast of Tippecanoe, Louisiana, lived a man called Doc Millsap and his pretty wife Anna. Well, they raised up a son that could eat up his bed and groceries. Named him after a man of the cloth. Called him Amos Moses.
Amos Moses, man of the cloth. Good morning, Glenn. Welcome back.
Hey, Darren. My phone pinged out.
That happened.
Yeah.
What's up?
I just wondering, you were kind of...
I was trying to tell you what's going on down there. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Well, if you turn left, when you walk in the door, Sheriff's office is on your left, Warren Saunders decoy carver is on your left, first door on your left. That's bucks, bears, and stags. That's where we'll be measuring the deer heads. I'd like to meet you. Stop in there and see us. And then you can go all over the school. There's hallways and rooms that are filled with every kind of craft and, you know, artwork and all that stuff. You can check all that out. And the food is on the other end down at the cafeteria. You can get some good French fries and oyster fritters and crab soup and you name it. You can get it down there. So, and even a little place to sit if you like. But
Right. Come on down and see it. I mean, it's quite right. The culture of Dorchester County. It's great, salt of the earth folks, good people. We like dealing with the National Outdoor Foundation and their board of directors. They're all really nice to us and good people. So there you go.
All right,
Glenn. We'll see you down there.
About 3 hours or so.
All right. Well, it opens at 10:30, so we'll see you down there, okay?
Yeah, whatever. Okay.
All right, buddy.
Okay.
Thanks.
Right. Thank
bye-bye. You. Derek, good morning.
Yeah. Good morning, Alan. I was interested in the best trout fishing streams in North Central Maryland, Baltimore County, Hartford, and Carroll County. What you'd recommend?
As far as the best trout fishing streams?
Yeah.
Well, you can't beat the gunpowder north of Baltimore, north of Loch Raven Reservoir. I mean, you can start up as far up as you want and fish down through. I think there's a couple of fly shops. There's one fly shop up there if you like to stop in right off of 83. I can't remember the name of it at the moment.
So I think it's on York Road.
It is on York Road, yes, right off of 83. Yeah, it is on York Road. Stop in there, and they can give you the hatch, and they can, you know, help you out, match the hatch, that type of thing. Good folks. Boy, the name just came to me. Mike Watrous is the owner, or was, anyway. But check that out, and right there you've got some of the finest fly fishing and trout fishing actually in the country, believe it or not.
Really?
Yep.
And when does the season open in Maryland?
End of March, but there's catch and release year-round. Now, I will tell you something. Hang on here a minute. There is a show coming up that you might want to go to. It's the Maryland Fly Fishing Show coming up in Towson, and the website is MarylandFlyFishingShow.com.
Okay.
Okay. And
yeah, that's...
Are you familiar with that show?
I am not, no. I didn't realize. Well, I remember there used to be some things out at the fairgrounds.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I got a phone call from a fella, and then I got this email, and let me see if I can go there. Let's see if it'll take me. MarylandFlyFishingShow.com. There it is. Fly Fishing and Collectible Tackle Show, which is coming up March 16th.
Okay, good.
March 16th, and let me see if I can find out where it is. It's at the West Commons Conference Center in Towson.
Well, I can figure that out.
Yeah, West Village. It's 424 Emerson Drive.
Okay.
In Towson, 9 to 4 on the 16th.
Okay, great.
Okay.
Thanks a lot, Al.
All right, buddy. Take care.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye. There we go. Let's see. Who's talking to... Good morning, Carol. How are you?
Hi, Alan. How are you?
I'm well. What's up?
Good show every week.
No, thank you. Appreciate it.
I'm calling... I know that enough people came to your event, but we really can't be discouraging people to be going down to the State House, and it sounds like you're a little bit down on that.
I'm not discouraging anybody. If they want to show up, I'm just giving them the realities of going to Annapolis in a huge crowd, okay?
I know, but we need to be supporting this because if it wasn't necessary...
Don't misconstrue my message, Carol.
Well, then please be a little more positive because we need people out there fighting for liberty and fighting for...
I'll tell you what, Carol, I'll be a little more positive. Who's organizing the event? Who do we call? How do we get directions? Where do we show up? Where are we meeting? Who has the permit?
Alan, just please be more of a more positive.
Carol,
we want to be good citizens.
Carol, I'm trying to be... I'm trying
to be involved.
Okay, I'll tell you what, Carol. I have been to rallies in Annapolis. I have no problem with people exercising their right to assembly. I'm simply letting people know that they're going to be disappointed if they show up with their pocket knife in their pocket and they got to leave it behind or leave it with the security guard and not get it back. They're going to be disappointed because they're not going to be able to see the proceeding
in the room where there's a seating for maybe 40 people. They're going to be disappointed because whoever is in that group and wants to testify doesn't have written testimony ready to go for the committee. Okay? They're not going to be treated well by our lawmakers. They're not going to be treated courteously by our lawmakers. But please, by all means, everybody, the entire gun ownership population of Maryland, show up at these hearings. That's what
Thank
I want.
You.
But I'm trying to let you know what the realities of the situation are. Look, I've been talking about this for weeks. I've got not one phone call here on the air from anybody involved in the rally saying, hey, we're behind this. Come support us. Here's our website. Here's our rallying point. Here's a flyer. Here's how to get there. Here's where to park. None of that. I've been giving out the website for the most comprehensive list of gun laws here in Maryland. And I've been touting it. I've been talking about it. They're not a sponsor. They know I'm giving their list out. They don't call. They don't want to be a guest on this show. So do not upbraid me for my lack of enthusiasm, which is, by the way, being misread by you. Got it?
Well, Alan, that's the fire I wanted to hear out of you. Thank you.
Thank you, Carol. Have a good day. Folks, we're at the end of the show. I apologize if you think I have a lack of enthusiasm. If that's what you think. But if you've got a cause, and you've got this show with a 30-year history of supporting the Second Amendment, of standing up for our traditions of hunting and our heritage of hunting here in Maryland, and the guests that we've had, and if you've got an event and you don't give a hoot enough to call in from your organization and talk about it, that's on you, not on me. You all have a great weekend. See you in Annapolis.